Well, hey, everybody, welcome to I Don't Care with me, Dr. Kevin Stevenson. Great to have you. I got to be honest with you, I'm pretty refreshed. I just got back from 2 weeks in Europe on vacation, took the family over there and a couple of friends, and we just had a ball. But, you know, 2 weeks is whenever you go over to Europe, 2 weeks is long enough to be there. But then you have to come back and you've got probably 4 weeks worth of work to do. And so I'm dealing with a little bit of that, but enough about me. You know, I'm going to stop whining. We'll get started with why you're here today. And that is to hear me listen and maybe throw a couple of intelligent questions out to my guest for today, Chris Stanley. And Chris is the CEO and founder of Strategic Healthcare Management Systems somewhere in the great state of Florida. Chris, welcome to I Don't Care, number one. And by the way, your base tan is looking really good.
Looking good. I've been working on it. Man,
it looks super.
Spending time on the golf course, out on the boat.
How can you complain about that?
It's Florida. That's right.
So, Chris, you know, I told everybody your company name. What does that mean? What do you do? How long you've been doing it? Why do you do it? Let's start with that, and then we'll get into the fun stuff.
Yeah, sure. We started back in 2005. There was a startup health plan that needed some custom software developed just to handle membership and enrollment for, CMS Medicare Advantage plan. So at the time I had some background in medical software and in the medical space. And so, jumped on board, kind of rolled up sleeves and started doing the crazy startup thing, 80, 90 hour weeks plus sitting in a server room surrounded by, what could have been jet engines, as I was cranking through, initial versions of what soon became our larger platform. That was the kind of the first pedal kick down the hill. And then, that was 2005. I mean, we're coming up on 20 years. It grew from enrollment to, we've got to capture claims. Oh, we've got to capture contracts with providers. Oh, geez, we need to be able to adjudicate and reprice. Okay. We have to be able to report the risk to the federal government, automatically. So, it grew from a series of needs from different customers, different clients, and team expanded as we grew, because I started out with a beautiful head of hair, and then it quickly went away.
Right.
Dealing with enterprise healthcare clients, it can do that. But, sure. We've been very successful in kind of getting that solution in place and making sure that the customers are able to take advantage of it.
Okay. So do you work both sides of the fence? I heard you say your clients, health plans, but do you work out with ACOs and networks as well?
We do. We work with any single payer system. So we have single payer and generally member beneficiary plans. So ACOs, PACE plans, we can do Medicare Advantage is our primary focus though. And that's where we've been able to show a lot of success for clients.
Okay. Very good. What kind of, obviously outside of the software solutions, what are your clients' biggest issues for coming to you? What are they looking for? Is it the reporting data? Is it the data collection?
None of the above. It's really started from a perspective of operations and, the challenges surrounding, staffing and getting an operational group together. That's one key challenge, obviously. Software automates a lot of that, the FTE equivalents, the full-time equivalent employees for an adjudication engine, for example, might be, 90% reduction in staff as a result of it. There's a layer on top of that, which is the reporting and compliance side of it. Obviously very tight ship for Medicare Advantage. Compliance and audit, you have to have your ducks in a row, your books in order. And so the software tracks things is very, got some fantastic analytical capabilities that allow these plans to succeed when it comes to audit and also say very very well inside the lines from a regulatory perspective. And then it's driving the revenue cycle, like I mentioned. So obviously adjudication, repricing, keeping the keeping costs down on the payment side and obviously driving reimbursement rates based on actual data, getting accurate data out the door for reporting for risk adjustment for CMS, so that way the premiums to the plan increase. So,
well, and whenever I was on the dark side a few years ago, that was a big issue for us, was just making sure that we had relevant data. And it was a real struggle, honestly, because whenever the ACO and the physician network that I was a part of, we had multiple health plans, and so everybody has a little bit different reporting needs. So how do you deal with that? You know, with particularly like your network type clients, your ACO type clients, how do you deal with multiple reporting needs, multiple adjudication needs, and then trying to bring that into to make it easier for them?
Yeah, so we, from a couple of different angles. One is, we're very tightly vertically integrated for the entire operational plan. So, for plan operations, there's a one-stop shop for vast majority of the data. But as you mentioned, there's an awful lot of training partners in any healthcare enterprise. There's third-party groups, either, business partners, MSOs, like you mentioned, different provider groups. And that boils down to part of our platform, which is, I think, the second thing that I started coding back in 2005, which was our ESI platform. And that is a platform for data interchange, moving data to and from partners, getting it in a consistent and reportable format. Business analyst side of the world loves us because the data is consistent and accurate and up to date. So that allows us to be extremely flexible, right? So we've got, a new provider group comes on board, a new stream of health plan data. It could be any type of source, could be enrollment, beneficiary data, could be provider, could be contracting setup claims data, could be adjudication result data. That data can get aggregated, pieced in parts into data warehouse views. It can be used by, like I said, the business analyst team, can be used by end user business management to provide that kind of the visibility, transparency, which, like you said, it's frustrating. You're flying blind sometimes if you don't have the data. You don't know how to drive the business. Our approach allows some very specific key insights that that all levels of the business enjoy.
Okay. So, obviously in this work, you're doing a lot of coding and there's a lot of hands-on with that. How many clients can you handle at one time? Good grief. I mean, I don't know how big your organization is.
Well, we're smaller now, obviously looking to expand always. We're able to scale very quickly based on the platform. So the platform is based on a very well-known pattern for the operations side. So scaling to, client from client A to client B, or different set of requirements, different operational approaches between those two, they all kind of start from our framework software. So the customization capabilities for somebody that might do things differently or might have different, either business processes, reporting, operational, otherwise, we can get there pretty quickly, which we've proven in the past. So we can spin up clients pretty quickly. I think we had one client go from, from start to finish in just under 4 months. And that was with a contract and network redesign completely. They had some very interesting provider network setups, and the way they were working with capitated contracts, different relationships with how the secondary payer relationships worked, different facets for those provider groups and their relationships. We were able to implement and account for that. I think we did our first check run we had a first payable cycle within 4 months of the word go. So that was a big win for the business. I think they were expecting a much further horizon for go live.
Yeah, that's incredible. So. We talked a little bit about some of my past issues. What are some of the bigger problems, barriers that you guys try to solve for your clients outside of, you know, salient data and data that can be manipulated and analyzed well?
Mm-hmm. I mean, biggest problems from a technical side of things or operations?
Sure. Either one.
Yeah, I think healthcare specifically, data gets big quick. Mm-hmm. If you've got a system that is able to scale with an enterprise level data, you're right out of the gates. You're better off. I think what we've come across is we've migrated from older systems for clients is that's one of the challenges. And, you know, we joke around that, you know, maybe, they're coming from Excel spreadsheets and sticky notes kind of approaches, and, you know, that just won't scale. So, our software platform is based on the Microsoft stack. So based on Microsoft, SQL Server as our primary database backend. And we're able to, not to go too nerdy on the technical side, but we can do an in-cloud Azure deployment with very little customer hardware, or we can do an on-premises deployment or hybrid. So software scales with the data, and there's really no limit to the scale. It can be millions and millions in rows for a given data set, for example.
Okay. So, you know, you talk about, you know, you always want to continue to grow. Besides new clients, what new products and services are you thinking about long term?
So our next steps, I think it's a little cliche at this point. So forgive me for dropping the AI keyword here. It's got to happen. AI in our context has a couple of great applications. I think there's on the payable cycle side with claims system, the adjudication repricing, there's an opportunity for AI to help with fraud identification and another payment and contract maximization. Obviously, there's always a bit of a cat and mouse game with billing and reimbursement. And so I think there's an opportunity to kind of see those scenarios. Risk adjustment's another area where we find that there's an opportunity for AI as far as making sure we maximize we provide recommendations for the plan to maximize coding and getting those conditions known by CMS. So we have prototyped the claim side of the proposition. It proof of concept works. I think the challenge with AI is obviously feeding it as much data as possible and training the model. And that in turn takes a lot of human time before you can birth the AI baby. It takes an awful lot of human work. So that's kind of where we're at now, proof of concept, but that's an opportunity. I think the opportunity to kind of offer the service as a la carte is another opportunity we have for new business. So, it's a bit daunting to look at the full operations platform because we handle, a vast majority, probably 90% of plan operations. I mean, everything from enrollment, like I mentioned, enrollment, membership services, provider services, pre-service denials, you can have referrals and authorizations all the way through claims, reimbursement, contract setup, credentialing. There's just so many facets inside the operation system. So there is an opportunity, and we have the ability to a la carte that, piecemeal it out. So if a client needed just the enrollment piece so they can make sure they get their enrollments correctly to CMS for Medicare Advantage, for example, we're able to do that. One product we already offer as a breakout piece is the risk adjustment submission module, because that allows us to bring in standardized claims data, X12 and 837 format, and get that data in a format that can be sent out to CMS for risk adjustment for EDPS, for example.
Interesting. Okay. Wow. You live in a world that I don't really live in. The whole tech side, that's definitely a deficit of mine. So,
that's okay. I heard your golf game is good, though. So you and I.
Yeah, no. Whoever told you that, that's obviously wrong. I wish it was better, but so, you know, I'm looking back. I'm again going back to my old physician network days. I'm thinking about my physicians and some of the issues that they had too. You know, have you gone in? Do you work with the physician side as well? Because, you know, that was a real thing that we had, you know, trying to make sure that they were meeting all their metrics and all of that. And the physicians were always coming to us and say, hey, you know, where do we stand? And that got to be very daunting. Is that something that you guys certainly can work in?
Right. We can work in that world. One of our main clients is has some plan-owned clinics that the provider, the PCP network is in-house. We work with them via the claim stream from an early on, you know, perspective. We had the opportunity to go into kind of EHR and get more tightly integrated at the provider side. You know, there was a push for that. There was a need for that. At the time, the focus was making sure that our plan operation software was as capable as possible. It was going to be chasing too many cats, too many butterflies, to go after the EHR side. And it was getting to be a bit of a shark tank, because at that point there were federal dollars to the provider side to implement an EHR system. And I think the market was saturated, and we needed to focus to make sure that our plan operations platform was kind of our focus. So we've worked with the provider side. We actually have some, patient intake, patient history type of features in the software that are left over from, early days with the plan that owned the centers, appointment scheduling, those kind of things. Over the years, I think it's just been, it's something that we've kind of more focused on that enterprise level as opposed to individual providers or provider groups. I certainly work with provider groups at the aggregate level. It is essentially, they would be at that, almost in the plan mold. They'd be the intermediate between the plan and the provider, and we would be very comfortable in that role.
Okay. So what's your idea? Who's your ideal client?
I tell you what, we are most successful and can help. I would think small to medium Medicare Advantage. That's kind of our bullseye.
Okay.
Especially as they're coming on board. Sometimes the barriers from a capital expenditure standpoint make it very daunting. We can be very aggressive helping those startup plans. And work on a capitated arrangement as well, as far as helping them scale the cost with the software. Medium sized plans that are looking to migrate, we've shown success and capability to move them off of old systems, prior systems, with great success. So that would be right in our wheelhouse. Those are both home runs. Larger groups, larger healthcare enterprises, we've helped with data aggregation, data warehouse work. We can help them kind of move to that analytics first approach, to where the data is, the asset. It's not Swiss cheese. It becomes what you focus on. You're able to focus on it and be proactive, analytical about how the business is running.
Okay. How many new Medicare Advantage plans are going online every year? I have no idea, since I've been out of that world for.
It's definitely not a huge market, but it is dozens each year, hundreds currently in the market. These are either they start up. We'd love to see them all succeed. Unfortunately, sure, That's not the case. There are many factors that may prevent that. But I think that's one of our value propositions, is we can, I think, be more adaptive, flexible, and get in the trenches with a startup plan. We've helped startup plans from application through go live. That's the other thing we've been able to do. So As you go through licensure, you have to be able to provide policy procedure. You know, you have to be able to through provide a proof of capability to run the operations. And our software is kind of keyed for that, and we're kind of keyed to help startups go through that.
Very good. Okay. Couple more minutes left, Chris. You got the last word. What do you want to say? What do you want to leave my folks with?
Check us out, strategichms.com. Obviously, check out Kevin's highlight reel for his golf game. I've heard good things. And looking forward to answering any questions anybody has. Kevin, it's always great talking to you. Appreciate the invite to come on.
Yeah, absolutely, Chris. It's been great. As always, our good friend Sunil put us together, and I'm glad he did, because it's been fun talking to you. We need to get together again. Whenever you've got some new things going on, happy to bring you back on, and we'll certainly talk about that. So folks, I think, Chris Stanley, the CEO and founder of Strategic Healthcare Management Systems, and he's here to help you out with any of your data analytics needs. 90% of the things that he was talking about went so far over my head, I can't reach him, but, it was still interesting. But as Chris said, if you have any needs in this arena, if you're on the plan side or on the network side, please take time to at least check Chris's company out. So, Chris, thanks again for being with me on I Don't Care today. Really appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right, take care. All right, everybody. It's been yet another episode of I Don't Care with me, Kevin Stevenson. Thanks so much for joining me, and we will see you next time. Take care.